Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. This is Doctrine and the Truth. We're always here. Always happy to have you. And you call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine and the Truth is on the air. We always strive to have the truth. Amen. At a area very common, very simple. Amen. The Doctrine and the Truth. We always strive to bring the milk of the word that we can grow thereby. Amen. So call a friend, tell a friend, amen, that Doctrine of the Truth is on the air. To all the listeners that are here and all those that we are calling, we're talking about the spirit of Judas. The spirit of Judas is in the air, the atmosphere is charged with that spirit. And Jesus said in the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter, Jesus said that it would be, amen, the spirit of Judas, the spirit of betrayal, would be in these last days. First, we're going to pray for all the leaders and all those that striving, that working against the church, and all the friends and relatives that they go through the trials and tribulation. We're going to pray, amen, against all these agreements. Amen. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to come against all unrighteous agreements, according to St. John, the 14th chapter, 13th and the 14th verse, that you will destroy all unrighteous agreements that have come against all the listeners and all the friends and relatives, even of our souls. Amen. Lord, we pray against that. We pray that you will replace that, amen, in the name of Jesus, through your blood, and give us victory. Lord, we pray for the rest of the day, throughout the night watch, even in tomorrow afternoon, to all against all effects and all sign effects and all stains. We ask you to destroy all demonic spirits that have been sent forth, oh God, against your people, especially those that are listening and on the warfare, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you cast into the abyss, Lord, with those and the power of your word and your prayers. And Lord, we pray against any pain and destruction, oh God, in the darkness that come against them, against all dots and all stings, all claws, spears and lies and evil imprints, impression and false memories, wrong mindsets, throughout the rest of the day, throughout the rest of the night watch, even into tomorrow afternoon. Lord, we pray against it. In Jesus' name, we all agree. We say amen. 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 Lord, we thank you again and again, all of the followers and all of you in this time of the season. And this time of the year, we're praying for one another because prayer, amen, is a telephone line to heaven. It doesn't cost anything, but you just have to be believing in the child of God, believing and accepting. Many people believe, but they won't accept. The devil believes that there's a God, and he knows there's a God. But when it comes down to accepting, people don't want to change. They don't feel like, oh, if I accept this agreement, or if I accept this commandments. So they believe, but when it comes down to accepting their life changed, accepting their new walk with Christ, amen, it becomes another story. In the book of Matthew, we're going to start there, where we're taking, amen, the approach, amen, of this betrayal spirit. Even today, we're going to do kind of backtrack from the day, going back to the years, amen, of many has been betrayed. The book of Matthew, 24th chapter, in the 4th verse, and Jesus' disciples were just discussing, amen, about the end time and when he's coming back, and there was concern. And Jesus said in the 4th verse, Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Amen. So that's number one. We should be very careful. The Bible talks about that. Amen. People taking advantage of you and using you for their profit. Amen. This misleading you, misdirecting you to get away from righteousness. And many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. You shall have wars, and rumors of wars, and see that you be not troubled, for these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. Nations shall rise up against nations, kingdom against kingdoms, and there shall be phantoms, and pestilence, and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Amen. And many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. Amen. Here we are in the 10th verse, the 24th chapter. Amen. We're going to work on that a little while, but the history of the betrayal, amen, go way back. You go ways back in history. Amen. We go back to the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. Amen. Dealing with the Jews. Amen. The Old Testament writings and the scriptures, for it was brought up to the Gentiles. And up to the time now, amen, it started in the garden. It started in the heavens when Satan was, he deceived half of a third of the angels, amen, but Michael and them kicked him out, amen, down here on earth. So he came to make war with the human race. And when he did, he approached Eve and became a mental battle between, amen, what God said and what he was trying to get her to do. Amen. So betrayal began in the mind. It began in the minds of people. Amen. It began to work. Amen. And one thing about it, those of us that and those that want to be, amen, in leadership, that is one of the attacks that's going to be common to you. Amen. Betrayal. When people become common to you, in other words, they begin to address you as one of the others, try to bring you down to their level and their approach to life or whatever, to gain, amen, popularity, respect over you, amen, to find a way to say, okay, I'm just like him or just like her, and they're going to walk away. And because betrayal is one of the dangers in betrayal, because if you love somebody and respect somebody, you will not be overthrown or overhurt in betrayal when somebody turn against you, amen, because what? You accepted them in your circle, you accepted them in your life, in your decisions, amen. So if you never accept that person or those people, amen, in your life, in your circle, your personal walk with Christ, or even on your job, betrayal comes, and you'll find out, amen, and begin to discuss and move around, amen, Judas, is one of the major, because of his closeness with Christ, and Jesus knew it. He knew he was a part of the walk. He was in the boardroom. Amen. And because of down through the years, amen, David, his son, betrayed him and schemed and planned over 40 years, amen, to get the kingdom from him, amen. And there are many more you can think of, amen, down through the years, whereby their whole objective is to overthrow the top echelon, to overthrow, to cause we might say a setback. Because to break it down, because, you know, Blog Talk, we try to grassroots level. When you get to the position that, well, you're getting ready to get promoted, then something come up. Or you want to go on vacation, and they told you you can go on vacation, and you find out they told you a lie. It's a setback. Or you made some investment, and you find out the investment wasn't really true. It's a setback. Because you didn't have the follow up on the research investment because you trusted in someone else's hands, amen. And you find a job or anything that you, the next step, the next achievement that you put in your life, say, okay, this, I'm working towards this and I have this now, then here come a setback. Many people today have plan their savings and their retirement money, amen. They find out, amen, it wasn't there, it wasn't what they expected. Somebody had lied and taken the money off. So betrayal is in the air. It's in the atmosphere. Amen. It's in the atmosphere. And down to those of us that, like I said, they always say lonely at the top because of the fact you find out if you cannot have people be common with you, not because you don't love them, not because you don't take have responsibility for them, but because of the fact they're vulnerable, amen, to be bought away, to induce, amen, and have them turn their back on your plans and your direction. Many, maybe you might be talking to some has already been betrayed, and there's a feeling. Once you go through that, I mean, it takes time to grow over. God has to give you blessing, strength to overcome betrayal. God has blessed you. He has to give you that kind of strength today and time. Amen. Many have companies that say they're going to go on. Amen. So when it comes down to your retirement, they done took the money. They have sold out the money or they closed down their job. Betrayal is here in the land. And you have to look for it. We're not saying being skeptical, not be curious if everyone come your way. No, that's why elders, amen, amen. Elders have a proof, amen. Elders, amen. They are seasoned men and women. If you're a father or mother, the head of the household, you always have to watch. The Bible says watch as well as pray. Amen. So we're talking about the spirit of Judas. The spirit of Judas. The spirit of Judas is in the land, and the church and the atmosphere that Jesus, amen, came through with a lot of betrayal. The things that Jesus, amen, Judas was right there with him. So betrayal comes when you have people common to you. Amen. If the fathers, I know I was in a different country and during that time in the early 80s, I don't know doing it now, the children go around and call the father and the mother by their first name. And the father said, listen, I'm not your friend. You call me your father. Don't call me by my first name. I'm your father. And likewise, the mother said, I'm your mother. Oh, but my friends call their parents by their first name. See, the devil start using being commonality, common things, and bringing people down So when you start seeing this among leadership, people around you, amen, or your family, your home, your investments, and you begin to see things, God will open up your eyes and thank God for the Holy Spirit and thank God for Jesus. Say, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Jesus said, I'll be with you. Amen. That means more to you than any money. Sometimes you can't talk to anybody. Amen. But God knows the pain. Amen. Jesus said, he come to mend the broken hearts. Betrayal will break your heart. Amen. It will. It will almost, it will knock you down. Many ministers have given up the ministry. Some people have given up their careers because they never expected. Amen. Someone would turn their back on them and walk away and want to destroy their lives. And that is not the Spirit of God. That's one of the weapons. Hey, that's a part of spiritual warfare. That's one of the weapons of the devil. Jealousy, betrayal. So we're in the area. Jesus said in the book of Matthew's, amen, the 10th chapter, amen, they will offend you and they shall betray one another. Amen. So we're going to open the lines up, and amen. Someone might be able to want to share. Amen. We always ask for the last. We'll give you the last four digits in your area code. If you want to give your first name, that's fine. Amen. But we thank God for you. You can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. When you push 1 on your phone, our technician will put you in, and we'd be glad to have your comments. Amen. We thank God. We have many listeners. Many have been really blessed. All right, we have a call at 954-4427. God bless you on the air.
Good evening, Bishop. Bless you.
God bless you.
I wanted to commend you for your perseverance and endurance in displaying this or broadcast the way you do. It's a very welcome program. You know, I was looking at your topic tonight, this Judas thing. I believe we all searching for our destiny. I think we're not only going to have, we need a Judas in our lives to push us to our destinies. And
all right,
what I mean by that is when you look at the Judas spirit that has been in your life or yet to come, it made you aware of a weakness that you didn't know exist. And it strengthened you. Because that spirit of Judas exposes your biggest challenge to get you to your destiny. You got to have it. I mean, if you got to have a battle scar, so to speak, something that you can speak on from the experience alone. Just to have the knowledge is not enough. But the actual experience prepares you now to draw on wisdom thinking so that you will not get in the same position again. And you'll never know that if you don't have a Judas somewhere, you know, in your life. It's like a boxer that trains all the time and never, ever have that real match. All that training is useless. And if you don't go and actually test that in with a real opponent. And so I think you look back over your life and you see it was that Judas spirit that came in your life that really made you who you were, or it took you out. If you're still here, it's because you defeated that Judas spirit that came in your life, which was one of the best tests that you're going to ever have.
Amen. This is wonderful. That is very beautiful. To the fact that all of us that to those that just going through now, they say, "Oh my God, you know, that is, if they're listening, call a friend, tell a friend, now listen, you got to get up. You got to get up and you got to wash your face and, you know, and come on and move on out. That's good.
You know,
to let them know.
You know, Bishop, when we as young saints, we were sitting there in the pews and, you know, we got all of this. We got all these strong messages and all this word of faith. But at some point, we're going to have to put it to the test.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, anybody can look good in training.
Mm-hmm.
But when the real thing, battle comes,
mm-hmm.
are you going to be petrified, stood there in shock, or are you going to put that word to use and stand on it? So you know, you got to have that Judas spirit come into you if you're going to develop into the person, the saint that you're going to be that's going to stand on faith.
It's got to be a child of God, though. He got to, like I said, a young saint to know that God's going to pick him up. Mm-hmm. All right, very good, as always. Amen. We accept that 100%. We got something to build on now. We felt that this would be a great program, amen, because the first time I think I got hit, I didn't know where it come from, and, oh, it took the Holy Ghost, God gave to me in a dream, said, you got to get up from here. He said something in a way, he said, I'm ashamed of you, and I just said, oh, my God, I didn't know I was lingering, so... Thank God for the Holy Spirit, those around you. We have to build our little circle, so to speak, with people, positive people around you. All right. We started now. Let's push one. Amen. Anyone else? I don't know this is a subject that all can share. And like a caller was saying, the doctor was saying that, listen, you might not think so, but it's coming. It's coming your way. Amen. You might have had it already. You might have had somebody probably have betrayed you and you never thought it was. You maybe thought you was the only one. Maybe you thought you was the only one going through this thing. Amen. All right, let's push one on your phone. Amen. And even I need, not only, there's a lot of church hurt. A lot of church hurt. But it also goes out of the church. Out of the church and our daily association with the world, we more aware of our association in the church, but sometimes we let our guard down among our family and friends. We have to be aware of that. Amen. But I thank God, Jesus said, I'll be with you. I will be with you. He's the coach in the corner. Amen. As a boxer, he's the one in the corner with you. All right, now. Area code 910, last four digit, 6600. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Great topic tonight. Yes, sir. Good chance to be on. Good to be here tonight. Just wanted to piggyback off the comments that was made a few minutes ago. Judas is very necessary to our process. Without Judas, think about the cross and Jesus being betrayed. Without Judas, when I think about the situation when you look at Judas, without him doing that betrayal, it didn't initiate the dying on the cross until Judas did his betrayal. So when I think about it, how that ties that back in today, Judas is very necessary to get you in a position to push you further. So a lot of times we look at it as a bad thing, but it's not so much a bad thing. I always look at life as a way of out of every bad situation, I always feel like there's a good takeaway out of that situation, even though it may seem like it's very bad at the moment. In the end, there's always a good positive thing that you can take out of any bad situation. So even somebody that betrays you or somebody that turns your back on you, or at that time, you may feel like that's the worst thing ever happened to you. But a lot of times, it actually turn up the, it'll actually turn up the temperature and push you further. Even though, even you mentioned church hurt, I just released a book talking about church hurt, talking about spiritual abuse and the things that go on in the church. And those are the things that really push me further into my destiny, because I was affected and hurt in church, and those things actually push me further. I can say concretely, I would not probably be pastoring right now if I wouldn't have been hurt in the church I was in before, because when I was there hurting, I was comfortable just serving in ministry. Okay. I was just comfortable. And I knew the call was on my life to go out and pastor at some particular time. I knew it was there, but I was comfortable, and I would have just sat there. And I would have probably never did it, because I'm very relaxed in my spirit. I'm not somebody that just wanted to jump out there and do that. But because of that hurt and because of that pain, it allowed me to get to a place where I healed properly, and then I went out. But without me going through that, I wouldn't have been here right now, because I'd have just been sitting there comfortable. And sometimes it takes you getting out of your comfort zone, going through some hurt, going through some pain, and to push you further. I ministered a word a couple of weeks ago on a Sunday morning. Pain is very necessary in our lives. Pain is one of the most beautiful things that can happen to us, because in the end result, it pushes you further. So I just wanted to share that tonight.
All right, very good. You're talking through experience. I know the little laymans out there say, oh, my God. Like I say, once you go through it, and God will make it go for you. I mean, you have to come back later on and give your website, and we can get that out to the people, amen, about the book. Maybe you can give it now where they can make that order. Concerning these situations. Mm-hmm.
The book is entitled Victorious. It's Overcoming Spiritual Abuse. It's written by Walter Wardlaw Jr. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Kindle.
Okay, Victorious. Okay.
Overcoming Spiritual Abuse. It's volume 1. Volume 2 will be out in the next month or so.
Okay. All right, very good, very good. For those that are listening, amen, you need to have a church home. Amen, you need to be going out and place yourself, amen, with some season. As the Bible says, the older men teach the younger men, and the older women teach the younger women. When you begin to go through these problems and situations, amen, you're not the only one. Amen. God bless you, Doctor. We thank you. Amen. For those that are listening, amen. The first caller said you haven't gotten there yet. I know in sports and other things you have to study and sweat. They want you to study and sweat. And athletes, no pain, no gain. Amen. But amen. As long as you move with Christ, God is a comforter. The Holy Ghost is a comforter, and He makes you aware of things that are coming up and helping you. Amen. Seek His face. Seek God's strength. Amen. Ask God to give you strength. Whatever you're going through, looking at, amen, the book of Romans, the 5th chapter, he's talking about in the 3rd verse, not only so, but we glory through tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope making us not ashamed. Amen. The song that say, count your blessings. We know as we continue to live with Christ, these things are going to rise. Some things that are coming upon the earth now are very new. Amen. But you can have confidence in God. Have confidence in God that He's going to take you through. Amen. We're talking about betrayal. Amen. Jesus went through betrayal, and He knew He was going to be betrayed. Amen. He knew. God will let you know in certain terms. Be watchful and quiet in your spirit. Amen. Try not to be too busy. And try to find some quiet time. amen, get away from a lot of electronic machines and activity where you can kind of meditate and think on situations. And God will let you see things, amen, in the spirit, in your conscience. You might not be able to put your finger on it. You might not be able to pinpoint it right away. But when it comes up, it will kind of comfort you a little bit. Amen. That he's with you and this is going to happen. You might not be able to tell everybody about it. Sometimes you can't tell people. Amen. We have another call at area code 305. Last four digits is 4271. Amen. Last four digits, 4271. God bless you. God bless you, doctor. You on the air? Good to hear from you.
It's a pleasure. I'm glad to hear from Brother Warlock. That's his name.
Uh-huh.
Something just filled me when I heard his voice. Bishop, I'm listening to what has been said, and it's a crazy and it's a terrible situation. The spirit of Judas.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
you know Judas. The life he led up to something that God foreknew what was going to happen to Jesus. He foreknew that. That's why the word said he was the lamb slain from the very foundation of the earth. And see, God worked this down to even the birth of Christ. It was God building the house all the time, if I can use that word. And you see, Jesus, even he selected Judas. He picked Judas.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God, through Christ, picked them all, you see.
Mm-hmm.
God called them all, but it was through his son Jesus. And so this was done so that there would be a recognition, amen, for who he is and them not knowing who he was. But he called them, and you notice that all of them were subject to him. Now, they would swirl sometime and talk, you know, out of their heads, but he kept them in line because he the very Son of God. And having said that, Judas, amen, he was a thief from the beginning. The joker just was no good. But God, he selected him. See what I'm saying? And it wasn't so much about what Judas did. It was God showing the world who the Son was. Amen.
All right.
And you notice after Judas, amen, just being an ordinary guy, he was given the position of treasury. and God knew he was a thief, but this was the God to reveal, amen, not only to the world as it written, but even to Judas himself. Now you notice Judas, he did all right, and the disciples, the rest of the disciples, you didn't hear them talking about him. And I don't really know that they know Judas like Jesus knew him. But yet, it exemplified the nature of our Christ. Jesus, knowing he was a thief, but he always put the money in his hand. Now, you check that one out. But what happened was, to come against Jesus like he did, him being an ordinary man, Satan had to fill his heart. Amen. That sort of lifted the directions right there from just being an ordinary man, showing the world that without Jesus and believing on him and what he did for you and receiving him, you as an ordinary man just ain't gonna be able to make it. You can't make it against the devil. Not even in this life. This life will beat you down. You see what I'm saying? So what happened was Satan filled his heart. Then Jesus, it's shown in the scripture, Jesus said, now go do quickly what you're going to do. It shows us that he knew all the time, you understand, what God was doing. So the scripture teaches us that he said that I'm going to go into the city and I'm going to come out the city. And he said, men gonna take me, they're going to crucify me. He said, but the third day I'm going to get up from the grave. Amen. And that resonated in them disciples. Now, that one thing they didn't forget. They didn't really believe that he was the Son of God until after, just before, where he died and just before he rose. That's when the big question came. It must be something about this man. Even the soldiers said, this man, truly, he was the Son of God. So the Judas spirit today lingers around because we as believers has to be full of the, be filled with the Spirit, and we have to be constantly being filled with it. We have to stay loaded with him. Amen. Mm-hmm. And this is where our destination really lies. You're talking about destination. Your destination lies in walking in the love of God. That's where your destination is. You see, I used to talk a whole good game, but until trouble came, amen, until trouble came, many times the Judas spirit was there because I would take time. I walk away to keep from being involved when I should have just said yes to God. You see what I'm saying? So that Judas thing, as you said, is still alive today because, listen, folks are your friend. They pray with you. They talk with you. Oh, they talk the word with you. But when trouble comes, I mean deep trouble come against them, amen, it's the love of God there. You know how the scripture said is seeing your brother have need in this world and you got the world's good and you shut up your bowels of compassion, how dwelleth the love of God in you? So there is where that Judas spirit is still lurks around, amen. But that's why we what have to be filled. We have to what let the word of God abide in us richly, and not only just know it, but this is what the Lord taught me with. Not only just know it, but you got to do it, amen. And oftentimes that's where the decision come in, where you gonna stand or you gonna die. you know, Bishop. We Jesus told us, well, except you carry your cross, amen, you don't have no part with it. So that's the thing that gets me, that Judas thing, it like the previous calls have said, it'll look around, amen, and it ain't to identify you. The identification come in you and when you stand. Just like John said, except a man can't say that Jesus has come in the flesh. If he don't say Jesus come in the flesh, he's not born of God. And you see that a lot of time. So he exemplified himself as a lawyer. When trouble hits us, it stands up against us. You see what I'm saying? And we can call on him. And God said, if you call on me, I'll hear you. Thank you, Bishop, for listening.
All right. God bless you. I know that's a good one. It's a good subject. Amen. And many ideas are coming up. Amen. All right. We're going to turn the corner here. Many good revelations are coming up. Amen. I think we had another caller. I believe we had another caller, 954-4427. I believe we had a caller. Yes, sir. God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to get a little bit more of that. Such a good topic. You know, our lives very much like Jesus. Jesus saw the good, and he seen the bad of mankind, and he even saw the bitterness of mankind. And to me, the bitterness is that we in our lives we had the good and we have bad times too, but the bitterness has to be someone close to you. Who walk with you and supposed to be your friend turn out to be the third person that bring the biggest challenge to you, and that challenge you to show the Christ likeness within you. You got to have the strength of Christ and at the same time exercise the love of Christ. So here, the good and the bad and the bitter things that come in your life is going to be the ultimate test for you to imitate Christ at that moment. And that way, that's going to show how strong your faith is in Jesus.
Amen. Very good.
Just,
very good.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Very good. Go ahead.
No, that's, I just looked at that because I've seen that in my own life. And at some point, your strength in Jesus, along with the love of Jesus, is what's going to ultimately bring you through and let you be the saint that you are. You're imitating Christ then.
Okay, very good. All right, we got another caller, 754-1267. Amen. God bless you. God bless you on there.
Good evening, Bishop. This is Mary from West Palm Beach, Florida.
God bless you.
It's amazing how I thank God for the way he will, like one of the speakers said, if we just attention and not be so busy, God always has a ram in the bush for us. And it's just so amazing how that spirit of entitlement, that Judas spirit, is such a deceitful and ill spirit that roams around in people, and especially in people of the church. People saying that professing Christ, and like the speaker before me said, it comes to you in somebody that you know and love, and it is a very hurtful thing to know that you've entrusted someone with your heart, with your love, and the best they can do for you is to deceive you or to go out and to assassinate your character. And it just pains my heart so much that we're not studying enough. That behavior should not carry on in the body of Christ, because we're not studying people professing they know Christ and they living for Christ and they going out and doing this kind of stuff. It's hurtful. And when people in the world see this, this is why the world don't want no part of no church. They don't want it because they see how the people in the church, unfortunately, a large percentage of people who profess to be in church are behaving unchristlike.
Yeah.
And, you know, this week especially, I mean, we know that Christ, God loved us so much, he redeemed us back through Christ. That resurrection, that's the most glorious thing, the most profound statement of love that God showed for us. And it's just a shame that people will go around and still exhibit those hateful spirits, those Judas betrayal spirits, and then want to say in the name of God, I just pray that we get it right. I just pray that we study more and more and more and put that word in every fiber of our essence, because God is not mocked. He's not mocked, and the Bible is there for our instruction. And I thank you for this call, because you really enlighten a lot of topics and you bring a lot of things to the surface that a lot of times there's no platform to discuss these topics. So I thank you, Bishop. God bless.
God bless you. God bless you. The Holy Spirit bringing them up. Amen. And we're using what we have. We're going to take the last, I guess, about another 15, 13 minutes to see now, once you've been betrayed, what do you do next? What do you do? Amen. What are the next steps? Amen. Like our first caller said, it's going to be there. You can't overlook it. It's going to hurt. But our next caller said that, amen, that pain let you know, and you're still with God, that let you know you're still saved. You're still with Christ. Amen. I always call on, make this statement. I say, let me call Job. Hold on a minute. Let me call Job when he was in the alley, he was in no clothes on almost, and sores, and but he still held on to God. That lets you know that pain can't move that love you have for God. Amen. It might not be what you desire it to be, but, amen, it's helping you grow with Christ. Amen. What's the next step? Now, we've been knocked down and pushed. Proverbs says that a righteous man can fall 7 times and still get up. Amen. What kind of steps, amen, what did Jesus do in the Garden of Gethsemane? Amen. And Peter came in, and he was right there with them. He woke up, and here come Judas, amen, with the team. Judas knew where they would pray at, know where they would go at. Amen. He got his money, and he came in there, and Peter jumped up, and, amen, got upset. He took his sword and knocked the man's ear off, Michael's ear off, and Jesus had to put the ear back on to keep peace. Amen. And what did Jesus do? Did he shut down the ministry? I know many have been hurt and closed down their ministry. Amen. And that spirit of discouragement is a bitter spirit. I mean, you can be discouraged. It hurt. Those things hurt. Amen. Discouragement, a broken heart, they're painful, very painful. And one of our callers was saying that we need that pain sometimes to push us on. And we need our brother and sister around us to tell you, amen, come on and get up now. And like if I can use David here for just 1 minute and have another caller, amen. David, after Absalom and betrayed him and about to take over the kingdom, and Absalom got killed, amen, and David was crying around the headquarters and the temple, and I think it was Joab came in and said, David, now listen, you didn't embarrass us and everybody around you. You crying and going to holler about Absalom. Absalom was your enemy. He would have destroyed you and kill all of us. Now you better pick yourself up. I'm going to leave you, and all my servants going to leave you, and you're going to be worse than you ever was. Nobody. So to all of those that we're saying through the Spirit of God, we got to pick ourselves up, shake it off. Amen. One thing we can say, Jesus didn't stop. He knew what his purpose was, and he didn't stop. He did not stop. Amen. He kept on going through it all. He kept moving. So we got to keep moving. All right. I think we have a caller. Amen. I'm not sure we have a caller. A technician will tap you in. Just push one on the phone. Amen. What's the next steps that maybe someone have done or somebody had helped you through your betrayal, and you couldn't identify it, but you're still moving. Sometimes God takes us through trials and tribulation, and we didn't really know. Amen. He was taking us through until we really got grounded in God. Amen. We could say, "Oh, it was luck," but no, it ain't not luck. All right. 754-1267 again. Go right ahead. God bless you.
Bishop, I know we have to stay focused. The word said we have to forgive 70 times 70. So I'm not going to sit and count. I'm just going to stay focused and follow Jesus' example. He said to forgive and keep forgiving because I want God to forgive me. So I'm just going to say that maybe, you know, perhaps that person had a bad day. I don't know what could have happened with that. But I do know this. If the seed is in the heart, the seed is going to come out through action. And if we don't continually fill our vessels with the word of God, all that mess is still in there. And the mess does not mix with the word of God. So one of them has to go. And if whatever surfaces to the top, to God be the glory. But I'm just grateful to God because he always shows us. We always get a warning if we take heed or not. And I'm just grateful to God that I was attentive enough to see and to watch. And while I was watching, I was still praying. So for me, I'm going to do what the Word says. I'm just going to forgive and keep praying and move on. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Very good. All right. We have one was saying, she said, focus and forgive. All right. 954-4427. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Bishop. You know, it's so wonderful topic. You know, I think about that we all got to understand that just listening to this gospel, whether it be on this broadcast or in the churches or sermons, wherever we're listening to the gospel, it's all to prepare for that time when we're going to run into our Judas. And all the teaching, all the sermons and everything now is going to come into play because we're going to have to use that to stand on to get through that test. That's what it's about, to prepare us for that time when we come to that crossroad. We're going to have to stand on our faith and be strong just like Job and move past this adversity and know that, hey, this is our destiny, that we're going to have, got to have that ultimate test at some time. Otherwise, where would would it benefit if you don't get a test at some point that would challenge all that you have heard and learned? Mm-hmm. And this is what it's all about, that Judas spirit is about, to test us, to, like we said earlier, to move us forward in our destiny.
All right, we have to stay busy. We have to know our focus, what our destiny is, and visions and dreams. The Holy Spirit come and give us the visions and dreams, amen, and show us our gift. But to keep us motivated, the Holy Spirit keep us motivated somewhere down the line, amen, in that pain and in that, remember when there's certain fighters and things, they can take the negative part. You know, take the negativity and make it a positive. And like I was saying earlier, take that pain and take that. It's going to make you a better person. It's going to make you a thought about Uzziah when God, amen, he was a young man and he was a king, and God made him to prosper, made him. See, the Holy Spirit got things that, like an eagle in the nest, little baby eagles, they should be able to get out of the nest. Amen. But the old eagle had to cut back on the food, cut back on these things, and stir them up. Amen. I know the Spirit of the Lord spoke many years ago earlier. He said, you're being complacent. I was thinking, I said, Lord, how can I be complacent? Amen. Every little thing is working and packing. People are flowing and messages. I said, you're being complacent. So we have to keep moving. One thing Jesus did in the garden, even though they captured him and he knew it was coming, amen, but he was focused. Like I said, he was focused, and amen. God bless you. All right, we can take about three more calls and we'll go into prayer, amen, for those that we know that are going through. It's painful. If one thing I notice, when trials and tribulations come up, the Holy Spirit will take your appetite. He will withdraw your appetite. Amen. Because, amen, that's one the watch area in your life. Amen. He will not starve you out and kill you. No, he will give you to a point and make you begin to wonder what's happening. Because, like I said, be more attentive of the Spirit of God in your life. He begin to withdraw you from certain things, and you begin to wonder why you don't do that no more, or why you never thought about that. Amen. Why you're reading more? Why you want to pray more? Your spirit begin to search. Amen. You begin to hunger and thirst. Amen. After righteousness. All right. We have another caller. Amen. As we begin to work down to the praying time. Amen. And we might as well get ready now to go into praying time that we have family and relatives and young people, amen, that are really going through. Amen. We have to be very watchful of our social environment. The enemy used that against our young people. Not only that, but the saints as well. Amen. We, like I say, that we lean and depend on people easily when they say they're saved. And that's what really hurts when you find out they're not really, they might be young babes or they might be hypocrites. So we're going to start off now with, we need about three prayers, amen, for whatever God give you through the Holy Spirit. And start praying for, amen, this hurt and this pain, amen. All right, we have, all right, 754, 1267. Go right ahead again. Go ahead.
Father God, we come before you right now giving thanks, honor, and praise, thanking you, Father. We know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Father, I thank you right now. I ask that you saturate each and every one of us with your word and your love. Father, you are love. And Lord, I thank you for the ultimate love, the ultimate sacrifice, Jesus and the resurrection. Father God, thank you. I ask that you bless each and every caller, their families, every situation. Father, anything that would easily beset us and take our minds off of you, Lord God, I just thank you right now that you're able to do all that you will. And, Father, I thank you for your word, and I thank you for everyone. Amen.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you. The Bible said, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, let your word be established. His word be established. That's why we're having all callers. We're praying and agreeing on the hurt and pain, amen, of betrayals and those that are going through, amen. We have another caller. Let's push one on your phone, amen. You push one on your phone. And we have, all right. We have another caller. Amen. Father, we thank you. Amen. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. All right. Oh, wait a minute. We have another caller. 954-4427.
Father God, we thank you that your word searches our heart until it finds a resting place, that, Father God, that we may stand strong on your word in times of trouble. We thank you for this broadcast and the continued teachings that we receive from it. And bless those that who are operating this call. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. God bless you. We need one more call. One more caller. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. Amen. I think we have 754-1267. I think still on the air holding. Amen. We thank you. Amen. God bless you all. All right. I think we have an open line here. Okay. All right. We thank God for you. We're praying that what's been said and what's been that we heard tonight can be a blessing to your soul. And we're praying that whatever you're going through, Jesus said, I'll be with you always. The ultimate test in all our lives that we've Jesus said he will, obviously he doesn't lie, amen, and we depended on him to hold to his word, amen, that we are going to see heaven one day, we're going to be with him one day, we're going to strive and walk, so whatever we're going through, we are learning, amen, little by little small test by small test, amen, that he loves us, he could take care of us, so when the times come, amen, we'll see him, that he will, through our tests and through our trials and tribulations, that he will keep his word. God bless you until the next time this program, amen, is being recorded. And you can also go to www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, and view these programs again. God bless you. May heaven smile.